inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon, welcome, my friends. Start of another week, Monday, start of another month, October the 1st, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. My toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898, the web address, eaglesup.com, or republictradinggroup.net, whichever you prefer. Well, what an interesting day to start off the month of October. Dow soaring 191 points. What happened? What changed from Friday? Why is it that the major news of the day was Citigroup and UBS announcing heavy loan losses? How could that possibly have caused the Dow to soar? Well, you see, my friends, that's because you don't understand good news. This was good news. This was transparency, as they say, that the big banks with problem subprime mortgages are out in the open, announcing to all the world how much money they have lost. We have got this behind us now. We can move on to bigger and better things. And yes, even though all the news we are getting is bad, it's actually good. The collapsing dollar is wonderful for the economy because now foreigners can buy American companies for cheap. Nokia today announced it was buying a major U.S. software company. This was good news. Yes, a cheaper dollar is a wonderful thing. We'll be able to sell more stuff to people far away. As opposed to importing their crap, we can now export I don't know what. So, with all this in mind, and yes, of course, the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates again. This is great news. So we're back above 14,000. Dow closed at 14,087. NASDAQ. Well, NASDAQ was booming today. Why? Because, well, companies like eBay and Google, you see, they're not in the subprime business, and their growth is booming. And Apple. Let's not forget Apple. NASDAQ closed up 39 points, 2,740. Well, what happened to gold? Another boring story about gold. It just continues to go higher. Gold in, oh, by the way, what are the things the pundits didn't talk about? Why the stock market was so good today? Apparently, mining stocks were the big winner of the day. Isn't that unusual? Anyway, when we return, we'll give you the metals prices and some predictions and some commentary about living in a police state.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Came to the rescue before we get on to the gold prices. ING Group today averted a major panic that nobody wants to talk about either, and that federal regulators over the weekend shut down NetBank, first bank to be shut down since the savings and loan crisis. And so ING Group, a Dutch finance company, once again taking advantage of the cheaper dollar, came to the rescue and has taken over the accounts of NetBank to the tune of $1.4 billion, but don't worry about that. And, oh, by the way, in jolly old England today, they increased the deposit insurance, which I didn't know. I speculated why the people standing outside of the banks don't have deposit insurance in Great Britain. Well, apparently, they're going to increase deposit insurance now to £35,000. They did have some sort of insurance. In other words, the government guaranteed you if the bank went out of business, they would guarantee you 100% of your first £2,000 and 90% of anything else up to £33,000. If you had £70,000 in the bank, well, you're just out of luck. In the metals complex, as we mentioned, gold just continues to go higher. Gold closed in New York City up $3.80 at $748.40. Silver off 3 cents at $13.79. Platinum off $3 at $1,386. Palladium, all of a sudden, sleeping giant has awoken, up $13 at $359. In Asian trading, as we speak, gold off 40 cents at 748, silver off 2 at 1377, platinum up 9 1,398. Palladium off a buck at 359. Crude oil, hurricanes is kind of like Where's Waldo? They pop up and disappear all over the place, and gold reacts to it. It's, I can't explain these things. Oil closed down $1.48 to $80.18 a barrel. U.S. dollar index. Now think about this. Dollar index was higher today, up 19 basis points to close at 77.81. So what do we make of all this stuff? Well, I'm not that smart, so I rely on experts. But as I said, in large part, a lot of the action today in the gold arena was in large part led by the mining shares. Newmont Mining rose $1.29 or 2.9% to $46 in New York. The fourth best performer of the 16-member Philadelphia Gold Index, Barrick, rose 2.3%. Reaching its highest level since December the 20th of 1996. And according to Graham Birch, who helps oversee more than $30 billion of BlackRock Investment Management Limited in London, said the gold sector may be brightening its earnings outlook for 2008. Gold stocks have become relatively cheaper, he said. If we kick around at $700 an ounce plus for gold, that will be quite helpful to the mining sector. Oh, no kidding. I wonder why. Other mining executives say gold is headed even higher, improving prospects for profit growth at companies that control production costs and maintain or increase output. I'm quite comfortable talking about $1,200 an ounce, said Ian Cockerill, chief executive officer of the Johannesburg-based Goldfields Limited, the world's fourth largest producer. This will happen in the next 24 months or so. It could come quicker, he added. Demand for gold from consumers in India and China continues to rise, even at current prices, Cockerill said in an interview. Gregory Wilkins, chief executive officer of the Toronto-based Barrick, said purchases of gold jewelry are increasing and global mine output has failed to keep pace with demand. Let me reiterate what that means. That means the world's gold mines aren't producing as much gold as they need to meet the current demands, which means we're in a deficit, which means if there's ever a gold run, my friends, there's not a lot of gold out there for the sheep. Physical gold is in short supply. I keep on telling you people this. But we won't realize it until we have a full-fledged gold run. Not sure when that's going to happen. But bear this in mind. Gold is headed for its seventh straight annual gain in this year, 2007. It's the longest rally since at least the end of World War II, partly because of the metal's growing appeal as an alternative asset to the dollar and a haven in times of financial turmoil. Private investors now control more gold through exchange-traded funds than is held by Japan's central bank. This is why I always say to you, the price that you see quoted every day, the price we quoted a few minutes ago, has got nothing to do with the real world of gold. The real world of gold is the physical aspect of gold. In other words, do you have the ability to walk in and buy gold at any given time? Well, right now you do, but it may not soon be that way because the prices you see are reflected of paper trades that take place on a daily basis where none of the participants either have any intention of taking or making delivery of the metal. They are purely in it for a speculative reason. They get in, they get out. It's all dollar related. Now, the fact is that we are going substantially higher in the gold market because there's no question that the Federal Reserve has thrown the dollar under the bus. It is more interested in what the consumers are going to do in December than saving its prime principle, cut inflation, protect the dollar. Its prime, one of its prime missions is protection of the dollar. Well, it's obviously they talk about it. They say we stand by a strong dollar policy, but they don't mean it. And so we are in this kind of funky dilemma thing that we are now dealing with. And so where do we go? Well, I want to address something that it's kind of a pet peeve I have. and that a lot of you people out there are getting paranoid for no reason to get paranoid. Look, yes, we are going to face hard times. Yes, things are going to get dicey. Yes, gold prices are going to get substantially higher because of the collapsing dollar. But there's no reason to get so paranoid out there that you are frozen into inaction. And I say this because, and I say this honestly from the bottom of my heart, and it's not an attack on any other host, on any other radio program, but there are certain individuals that are stirring the pot of anxiety. And because you hear it on the radio, you give it some credence. There's no reason to get paranoid that the government is somehow going to come and confiscate your gold. It can happen at some future time. There's no question. Government is quite capable of doing stupid things. But is it something that you should concern yourself with today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? I don't know. But I do know that for the next 5 years minimum, you do not have to worry about government confiscation. There's no reason to get paranoid with this. Now, as I said, I understand these other hosts are doing it with the greatest intention because they are now finally confronting what it is like to live in a police state. We talk about living in a police state. The problem with these hosts, as I said, no matter how well-intentioned they are, they've never lived in a police state. So they don't know how to function in a police state. Now, when you talk about a police state, people get wiggy. You can live a very good life in a police state. Trust me on this one. I lived in one. This is why, you know, ever since de Tocqueville came to America to look at this experiment of liberty and freedom, many foreigners have come over to America at various times over the last few centuries, and they've commented about the American. There's a lot of us that have come from police states, and what we have tried to do, and we all share one thing in common, is... we can see what most Americans can't see. In other words, we could see, and it goes back a long time. There used to be a guy called Balint Pasanya, who was a Hungarian pianist, who became a very prolific writer on conservative issues in the 90s. Actually, even did a bus tour of trying to get Americans to regain their constitutional government, because he could see where America was ultimately going. That it was slowly heading towards another Stasi state, which he escaped from. I can see it myself personally when we talk about police states. When I first came to America, I didn't look. I mean, it took me a while to get used to it, but the most interesting thing was I actually started to look at police officers as good people. As opposed to my impression of police officers in Africa, that these guys were just out to get me. And they were. It's reason to be paranoid some of the time. Anyway, we'll have one more when we continue.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday. Digressing ever so slightly, but talking about foreigners who see America differently than Americans do. As an example, I have an article that's posted on republictradinggroup.net today by, and I'm going to butcher his name, J.K. Ballotson. And the article's entitled, "It's the Honorable Paul or Insincerity." What the headline means, quite simply, according to this writer, and he hails from, as he says, the capital of the oil kingdom of Norway. He writes from Oslo. What he means by the Honorable Paul or insincerity is he says, look, basically, if you're not going to elect Ron Paul as president, you're going to have, obviously, a phony government. And let me just share a little bit of what he writes in his observations of how he sees America across the pond. He says, "We see Wilsonism exercised from the banks of the Potomac today. We see hard Wilsonism exercised in Iraq. We see soft Wilsonism exercised at the top of the world, in Nepal. Since World War I, we have seen the potential monarchical restorations not having been proceeded with because of what the United States government might think and do. The United States government has seen as its mission for several decades to see to it that every nation has some sort of Wilsonian modern democracy, thus upholding the Wilsonian world order. Bruce Walker recently suggested that monarchy may be a good idea for several nations. As mentioned above, thinkers have made stronger arguments. World War I can rightly be called the war that ended the world of liberty. Since then, with the possible exception of World War II, we have been stuck with, basically, strengthening Wilsonian world order. We have yet to return to the pre-1914 order of much less intervention. We should remember that Woodrow Wilson was a progressive. His policies were progressive. His legacy is thus nothing real conservatives should support. It is high time for the Wilsonian world order to end. It is better for it to end in a controlled manner than for it to come crashing or tumbling down. Putting Ron Paul in the White House would serve three main purposes. Ending Wilsonian foreign policy, ending Wilsonian domestic policy, and rolling back the U.S. federal government otherwise. There may be things a Ron Paul presidency may not get through, but still there's a good chance of significant impact. Those who are interested in largesse from the government in one way or another, especially those powerful interests that can manipulate big chunks of the electorate, will not stand back passively and just watch. But still, there is a chance. If the GOP really means business, being for small, limited government, it basically has but one choice: to nominate the United States representative from the 14th District of Texas, the Honorable Ronald Ernest Paul, MD, for the presidency of the United States. Now, he has a guy living many miles away that obviously has a deep understanding of American politics, which would be rather nice if more Americans had a greater understanding of American politics, because then we wouldn't be in the mess we're in right now, living in a quasi, soon-to-be, full-blown police state. Mayor Bloomberg is over in jolly old England. He's visiting with his counterpart, Ken Livingstone. He said this today: in this day and age, if you think that cameras aren't watching you all the time, you're very naive, Bloomberg told reporters at London City Hall. We are under surveillance all the time from cameras in shops and office buildings, and in London they have multiple cameras on every bus and in every subway, he added. The people of London not only support it, but if Ken Livingstone didn't do it, they would try to run him out of town on a rail. We live in a dangerous world, and people want to have security cameras. He went on to add that although New York City has fewer, but the number is growing. Authorities hope to implement an $81.5 million version of the Ring of Steel for Lower Manhattan, featuring surveillance cameras as well as barriers that could automatically block streets. Here in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona, we now have random roadblocks. They call them sobriety checkpoints, but it's the same thing. If you are an impaired driver, which means if you've had a beer, you are now an impaired driver, and you can be subsequently charged. First-time charge offense, even if it's below 0.08, you've got to buy a little unit to put in your car, blow on it, costs $1,000 to install it, $80 a month to maintain it, plus all the fines that come. It's nasty. It is. And if you blow over the legal limit of 0.08, they just pull you out the car and shoot you right there. Only kidding about that part. No need to get completely wiggy out there. But the point is, we are in a police state. And this, as I said, this is not a hit on my other fellow hosts that get people wiggy about living in a police state. First of all, you've got to accept the fact that we are in a police state. Then the next question you have to ask yourself is, how does anyone function in a police state? Well, it's very easy. Call Street Smarts, and I'll tell you if you're at home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday, talking about how to live in a police state. It's very easy. You just got to assume a few things. Look, I mean, everything that we're witnessing, cameras, here in the Valley of the Sun, there's cameras everywhere. There's photo radar cameras on all the major freeways. There's cameras at intersections. They were all put there under the guise of stopping people running through red lights. We've got cameras on the freeways in order to stop people to slow down and drive at 95 miles an hour instead of 195 miles an hour. We've got all these apparatus that are now set up in order to fight terrorism. But what it is, it's just simply hiding a police state. The Department of Homeland Security is looking for a threat that really does not exist, my friends. If you had to look at the leading cause of death in America, I think dying by a terrorist attack is just above that of drowning in a porcelain princess. And believe it or not, people actually drown in porcelain princess. But that's how many people die each year. You stand a better chance of dying going into your local emergency room because of all the diseases that are there. But anyway, so DHS has got to create all these boogeymen on a consistent basis in order to justify its existence. This is a problem with government agencies that are created, for no other reason than to harass the populace. They have to start creating things in order to make themselves feel important. The same thing with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They were trying to justify their existence. Their funding was almost cut, and then guess what? Along comes Waco. Oh, whoop-de-doo. and in the last few days, you've seen this terror threat being ratcheted up. I mean, now all of a sudden, we've got a problem with the power grid. Yes, the Iranians can actually get into our power grid. If that people won't get their food. Things will happen. It'll be a disaster. And then you find out the guy that's spewing this garbage is a former DHS employee who left and now is in private practice selling his services to the government for big bucks. So it's once again, we have now created an industry of fighting terrorism. So terrorism will never go away because people will need to stay employed, so they will create these panics out of nowhere. I mean, it's ridiculous. The Department of Homeland Security today announces we're going to be more strict on children's toys. Why? Well, apparently these toys are remote controlled, and there's some yahoo on a website says you can make a bomb from them. So now there's increased security at the airports where your little five-year-old will get frisked if he walks in with a toy that's electronic. Does it make any sense? Doesn't make any sense. But the question is it necessary to get paranoid? You got to be smart out there. You got to have a little street sense. I mean, I don't have a college degree. What I'm about to tell you, they don't teach you in the Ivy League halls of America. This is stuff that you learn when you've been there, when you've experienced it up close and personal. And what happens, because government is a beast. You just got to think of government as a beast. And people have always feared the beast, even going back hundreds of years. I mean, people used to be so afraid of the wrath of the gods, the beast, that they used to sacrifice human beings and virgins in order to appease the gods so the gods wouldn't get angry at them. Well, we do the same thing today, except we don't call them gods, we just call them the government, and I call them the beast. Because every year, in order to keep the beast happy, we give him 50% of whatever we make. Now, I don't wait until the beast gets hungry on April the 15th before I feed him. I actually feed the beast in January. And more than not, I give him more than he wants. Why do I do this? Because if you limit your exposure to the beast, you can live very happily in a police state. And you've got to assume a lot of things. You've got to assume that everything you say on the telephone, someone's listening to. You've got to assume that everything you write on your computer is being read by someone. You've got to assume every website you go to, someone's over your shoulder looking at what you're reading. You've got to assume everything. You've got to assume that the people you associate yourselves with could be government agents. You've got to assume that even maybe some members of your family who may not like you would turn you in a heartbeat. Now, once you've assumed all of that, you've just got to limit your exposure to the beast, because you as an individual cannot defeat the beast. We can do it collectively, but we can't do it singly. If you want to, you know, some people, I hear these people, well, I don't need a driver's license. Well, okay, fine, you know, I understand the argument, but why throw a red flag at the beast? Because when the nice police officer pulls you over, and you tell him you don't have a driver's license because of some constitutional protection that you have, not only is he going to laugh at you, but the beast is roaring with laughter because now he has another... You are fodder for the beast. You are just food for the beast, because they are going to take you and they're going to spank you. There is no justice in America. Innocent until proven guilty is a nice myth that doesn't really work. You are guilty until you prove yourself innocent. And the only way you can do that is by having large amounts of money to fight the beast. The beast is all-consuming, all-powerful, and he will bankrupt you in a heartbeat. You've got to understand this beast. You got to treat this beast like you would treat any other beast in the wild. That's why I always say, I'm grateful for growing up in Africa. I learned the rules of the jungle at an early age. And I translate my experience with animals to my experience with people. Where you know there's a big ferocious beast and you know where his territory is, you try to avoid it at all costs. You don't try and antagonize the beast. You know he's there, but you just got to be a little smarter about it. And you can't be paranoid, because being paranoid about it just freezes you into inaction. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't. And then this is coming from a guy who's very lippy to all. Every time I've challenged the beast, he has spanked me. No matter what it is, no matter how trivial it is, it is almost impossible to beat this beast singly. So you've got to be smarter about it. Don't expose yourself. Don't say stupid things on the telephone. Don't write stupid things on the internet. Don't listen to patriot mythology and you think you're doing something for liberty and freedom. Because you will just get sucked up. You're a nothing. You are cannon fodder for the beast. And they do it all the time. I mean, how many times? You know, one guy stands up and goes, I'm going to fight the IRS. Everybody goes, oh, yay. And then they find him guilty and they throw him into jail. And where's his support now? You know, we're very fickle as far as our support goes. And so you got to be smart. And the reason I bring this up is the level of paranoia is ridiculous. I had a client who wanted, he had money in an IRA account, and he wanted to buy gold, and he had a substantial amount in his IRA account, and he asked me what he should do. Should I cash out the account? And I said, well, you cash out the account, you're going to lose 40%. He says, well, what can I do? The dollar's collapsing. I said, buy gold. I'll put you into a gold IRA. And he goes, oh, I'm interested. Yeah, I want to do that. And so I explained to him that we work through this company called Gold Star, and we take IRAs, existing IRAs, convert them into gold IRAs, and we put gold and silver in these IRAs, and we ship the gold and silver to a depository in New York City called HSBC Bank, probably the biggest bank in the world at present time, which will fit into the too big to fail category. And he goes, so I don't get the gold. And I go, no, it's IRS rules. In order to have a tax-free IRA account, you know, you got to store your gold in a depository, but you have full control. Oh, but then when they confiscate gold, they'll know where to come. And we had this conversation months. We had this conversation a long time ago. Gold was trading at around $650. Because he was frozen into inaction, because he was petrified, because he was paranoid, by listening to good-intentioned people without thinking it through, he has lost substantially for not doing it, because he was paranoid about something he needn't get paranoid about. And that somehow the government's going to come and start confiscating gold. It's not going to do that. It may do it, as I said, many, many years from now. But right now, government's got too many things on its plate that it's dealing with, and that's how to implement the police state under the guise of fighting terror. So you got to be smart. You can't let. First of all, once you let the beast know that you are a cowering jelly of mass, well, he has achieved his objective, because now you just become a serf. Easy to control, easy to manipulate. It doesn't mean that you're acquiescing to the beast in any other way, shape, or form. It just means you learn the rules of the game. This is a game. Like any other game. You can't win unless you know the rules of the game. And there are rules. Believe it or not, even the beast has rules. But you've got to know what his rules are in order to play his game. If you don't know what his rules are, then you'll become a statistic. You'll be cannon fodder. Now, as I said, this is not meant as an attack on any of the hosts that say anything different about police state. And this. Yes, we are in a police state. There's no question about it. I can see it each and every day. But I make myself aware of my surroundings. I know where all the cameras are. Except for they get sneaky. Now they got roving cameras. They have these mobile cameras that they hang around the city. Those are tough to deal with. Because you don't know where they're going to be. They're usually on street corners, hidden behind a bush, usually close to a school, so they can increase the fine, because not only did you break the speed limit, but you're in a school zone, and they can just suck you dry on that one. So you got to make yourself familiar with the surroundings. As I said, you got to be conscious of things that you say to strangers. I know this is, look, political discourse in this country has got to such a bad level that if I go, and I don't do it anymore because of obviously the probable of driving impaired, I've changed my lifestyle. If I want to have a couple of beers, I have a couple of beers at home. When I go out, obviously, I will have a glass of water or an iced tea. Because, obviously, I don't want to give the beast any advantage, any way, shape, or form. I understand how he's playing his game, and I'm playing the game my way. But, as I said, you can't let this thing consume you. A person consumed in paranoia and in fear is completely useless, not only to himself, but the people around him. We can win this. This won't be the first beast that's ever been defeated. I'm sure the early colonists looked at King George as a beast and thought, oh, how can we defeat the world's largest standing army? Well, guess what happened? And they didn't do it conventionally either. They understood what the rules of the game were, and they changed their rules to conform. And just like the Iraqis, they resorted to guerrilla warfare, which says a lot about whether we're going to have any success in Iraq or not, but that's neither here nor there. What we're dealing with is the here and now. And the here and now is we are fighting, the government is fighting a boogeyman that it's created called terrorism, and it's allowed to warp the minds of people that pretty intelligent people that have bought into this concept. These guys, Podowitz and all these guys that are pushing George to bomb Iran, for what reason? Because Iran can get the bomb? Hell, South Africa had the bomb. Nobody was afraid of South Africa with the bomb. No, they were afraid of the fact that we had apartheid. And now look what a blossoming democracy Southern Africa is. But South Africa's demise, I might remind you, was when they started this war on terror. Their war on terror. And their war on terror, although the majority of people supported the war on terror at the time, it became evident after time that the government was so consumed with fighting this boogeyman called terror that it created this huge police state. And because it created this huge police state, it actually caused its demise because people weren't allowed to speak out against official government policy. Because if you spoke out against official government policy, you were deemed a terrorist. I don't know how many times I've listened to Rush or Hannity or Michael Medved or whatever the case may be, when someone's called up and made an argument against the war on terror, they are immediately labeled by said conservative hosts as a terrorist, a Al-Qaeda sympathizer. For goodness sake, the Republicans call the Democrats Al-Qaeda sympathizers. It's all designed to shut down opposition. And when you shut down opposition, you end up with a government in total chaos. At some point in time, it dissolves, it eats on itself, and it dies. But there's no reason for you to go down with the ship. Just be smart out there. Don't be stupid. Don't get paranoid to the point. And just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not watching you. You know, I do this on a daily basis. I put stuff on my website that I'm sure that the Department of Homeland Security gets guys that get goose pimples on some of the stuff I put up there. Take a short break. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Final segment for this Monday. Oh, man, this is going to be an interesting week. Financially speaking, the market's going to be hooked up on the jobs reports coming out on Friday. which will once again more than likely cause the Dow to soar if the numbers obviously suggest to the large unwashed that the Fed's going to cut rates again in order to starve off a recession. So it's going to be a fun week. If you are sitting out there and you got an IRA and you're wiggy about converting an IRA into gold and silver just simply because of some fantasy that the government's going to come and seize your gold, you know, don't do it. you know, you're getting frozen into inaction by doing that. Gold's going substantially higher. I mean, when you got the major mining executives from around the world talking about $1,200 gold, I mean, how much? I mean, don't listen to me, for goodness sake. Listen to what they say. And it's pretty obvious where the dollar is going. It's not a matter of if the dollar is going to continue its slide. It's a matter of how far is it going to slide to. Tomorrow we'll be speaking with Bob Chapman. And Bob's of the mindset that we could see the U.S. dollar index at 40. If we go to the dollar index at 40, you're talking about $2,000, $3,000 gold. And just because of fear of what may not happen with the gold confiscation, deprive you of obviously turning a poor, sorry IRA account into a really healthy, good-looking IRA account. And you have complete control over the IRA account. I mean, if all of a sudden gold goes up to $1,000 and you think that's enough, you've made enough on the gold market, you call up and you sell your gold and put it into T-bills or money markets or whatever else you want to do. I'm sure they even got the ETFs on offer down there at Gold Star. So if you want to find out more about IRAs and you're not wiggy about it, you can give us a call here at Republic Trading Group, toll-free number 1-800-691-7898. It's a very simple process from beginning to end, all the paperwork, all the T's crossed, I's dotted. It takes about 3 to 4 weeks. If you want information about it, be more than happy to send you out information. Answers all your questions about the costs, the fees, the storage, who holds it, why they hold it. And in my opinion, it's a no-brainer. So don't let fear's not a good thing, as we all witnessed. I mean, look, it's turned the land of the free and the home of the brave into the land of the oppressed and home of the wimps. Now, come on. Anyway, we'll continue this topic tomorrow. Till then, see you back. With